Episode number 287, Camaro continues to dominate.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And we're just going to bitch about the gas prices
real
quick.
We haven't done that in a while. We used to do that.
About, what, 3 years or 4 years?
I don't
something
know.
Like that, when they were up to $5 a gallon?
It was never up to $5 a gallon. It was like $4.60.
Almost.
Close enough. And then the weather.
And the weather.
Weather is come
crappy
and go.
As
and
usual.
It's not so bad.
Spring can't come soon enough. I want to get my Camaro out and start driving.
Yeah. And you put premium in it.
Yeah, so...
Ching!
I think going to work the other day, I saw that gas was as high as $3.64, I believe, at the mobile station in the corner.
Yeah. Mm. Those gas stations are really giving it to us, right?
But good.
Wrong. It's not the gas stations. I was listening to something on WJR, the local Detroit news radio. They were talking about just the easy way to do it is compare the cost of gasoline today versus 1 or 2 years ago versus the cost per barrel of crude oil 1 to 2 years ago. And as of right now, it's up 30% the cost of the crude oil per barrel,
mm-hmm.
and the price of gas is up 31%. So it's pretty much identical.
Well, it's
so,
in line.
Yeah.
With
so
what OPEC's,
you know what?
Slamming us with.
Let's look at the source.
Well, someone farts in the Middle East and our gas goes up a buck a gallon.
Somebody dropped a coffee mug somewhere and, oh my God, that's the end of the world. Let's, make gasoline, your oil prices go up. So anyway,
here's a trivia question for you.
Oh.
Do you know where we get most of our oil from?
US? Your greasy head? I don't know.
Canada.
Canada, yeah.
Canada.
Yeah, yeah. I have heard that. Some from Mexico, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mexico's number two.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because it's a commodity.
Yeah.
So, we could just drive the price up to the moon and...
Bastards.
It could be in your backyard.
Yeah.
It could be being pumped out of your backyard like a sewer.
Yeah.
Anyway, conserve. The nice part is the unemployment figures are down, which means more people are back to work, which means more people are using gasoline, which means demand is going to keep going up.
Well, actually, that number's skewed, too.
Well, good.
This means not as many people are collecting unemployment anymore. They're not actually creating jobs.
Well, that means they won't be driving anywhere.
Yeah, less people on the road.
Yeah. Hey, take the good with the bad. You're still living, you're still breathing, and we're still in America, damn it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. God bless America and guns and...
Camaros.
So, speaking of Camaros.
Speaking of Camaros.
Let's get on with the show.
No one wants to listen to us blab on about it.
Everybody's tuned out by now.
Yeah. Camaro continues to dominate.
Yeah.
We got the sales figures once again for February this week when they were released from General Motors. And on a whole, General Motors, huge up.
You almost want to think that those numbers are skewed too.
Well, they kind of are. 45.8% up in the month.
That's incredible.
A lot of news this week coming out of the Detroit area saying that because of the incentives that were offered, sales figures were up. But GM analysts are saying that they are in line with industry standard, and they don't expect to be skewed way above like they used to be anyways. But we've got, and particularly the Camaro here.
Who brings us these numbers?
Who brings us these numbers?
Yeah, what member is that posted?
95 Red LT1, who posted it in the Automotive News Industry and Future Vehicles discussion forum.
And I want to say this user does this every month for us, compiles
nice.
These numbers. So if we never thanked you before, thank you very much for putting these together and posting them for everybody every month. We appreciate that a lot. So, as you were saying, Chris.
Well, it looks like he just goes through each website, too.
Yeah, but he puts them,
it takes some time, GM up 45.8%, 6,245 Camaros delivered. 281 volts delivered. Ford was up 14% and only delivered 3,697 Mustangs.
That's concerning.
Look at Chrysler. They were up 13% with 3,227 Challengers delivered.
That's amazing.
That's really close to Mustang there.
Something's
so
strange.
Let's talk about this.
Something doesn't seem right.
Camaro outsold a Mustang almost 2-1. Obviously, there were some incentives, I think, going on, 0% financing. I think they're blowing out the 2010 models with employee discount and $1,000 GM loyalty certificates and stuff like that. But is this are we going to continue to see this trend? That's what I'm wondering.
I really hope not. I mean,
or is a lot of Ford buyers defecting over to Chevrolet? It's kind of hard to tell right now because we're still in winter.
Yeah.
And the whole East Coast here, they don't normally buy performance cars or sports cars in the wintertime.
Yeah.
But you have all the convertibles hitting the lots now, too. So I believe the coupe production is going to be cut in half to be able to produce the convertibles.
Yeah. At least for a little while.
There is also some pretty disheartening news that came out this week with a parts supplier named Magna.
Yeah.
Had a massive fire.
Here locally.
And that, I believe, affects Oshawa.
That was one of the factories. Does. Yeah.
And I think they said they made interior components.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I wonder if production's going to be slowed in Oshawa because of it. I think they had to move to another parts supplier to get parts from. Texas, I think it was. I can't remember.
Smoke up, Johnny.
Yeah. So,
well, you know,
do you think?
At least they're making, you know, progress. They're, you know, they're doing what they got to do. Interestingly enough, Magna, I believe, had a division called Magna Tacoma
back in the
mid-90s, and they did the Camaro F1 package, which was to compete with SLP's Camaro SS package.
I've got the F1 stripes on my 95 Z28.
That's right. That's right. Interesting. Just a little side note. So, anyway, so, you know, Mustang has me concerned. And at first, you know, the Chevy, the typical Chevy fanboy, I guess, is maybe a proper time to use that, which there isn't typically. You go, yeah, screw Mustang, you know, screw Ford, Ford sucks, Mustang, 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 Mudstain, all the juvenile crap that you can spew out that you learn in third grade. That's not good. This is not good.
Not good?
Not good. This is not good. Just because competition keeps the breed strong. And we've said this from the beginning. It's good to see Camaro doing well, but it's also good for the segment to do well. This may not be necessarily connected to the Camaro. This may be connected to the segment. Mm. That means people are just plain not buying performance vehicles for this month.
Well, they're buying Camaros.
Well, how much are they up? How much are they up versus last month? That's something to look at.
I don't have a graph in front of me, so I can't tell you.
But, I mean, if it's up significantly, then, yeah, that's fine. But if the Camaro hasn't changed a tremendous amount, I can't remember the numbers off the top of my head, and Mustang sales are down, but Challenger sales are up, it could go, I guess it could go either way, but you have to look at more than one factor. The other thing that really has me weirded out is that everybody's waiting for the new 5.0 Mustang to come out. And I think the only thing to that is that people look at the side badge on a Mustang and see 5.0 and then look at the spec sheet on a new Camaro and see 6.2 and think bigger is better, which isn't always the case, especially in this. I mean, the new 5-liter Mustang engine's great. So I'd be interested to know some, you know.
Well, I can tell you from year to year, I've got the graph here right here. It's down, Camaro is down 3.7% from this time last year.
Uh-huh.
Last year, they rolled out 6,482 cars, and this year they rolled out 6,245.
Hmm. Just interesting. Maybe it's just a weird glitch. You know, maybe it's just one of those seasonal things. Who knows? But I'd be interested. I can't wait to see what next year's stats show.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
But anyway, for what it's worth, you know, all speculation aside, congratulations once again to the Camaro team. You know, all the dealerships, marketing folks, including you, Fitz.
Old Fitzy.
Yeah, he may have some insight on this. Maybe. So, we'll see. Maybe it's people getting the last orders of Synergy Green in.
That is a good possibility.
Because you have, if you want a Synergy Green Camaro, you've got until the 15th to get your order in with your local Chevrolet dealership.
That's a week.
If you need Synergy Green parts, get them in before, get your order in before then too. Because at right around the March 15th area. And this comes from our friend Camaro Scotty. He says, as production of the Camaro convertible begins to ramp up in Oshawa, it is necessary to wind down production of the Synergy Green exterior and Synergy Green interior trim pieces. The last time these uniquely colored options will be available to order is the dealer order submission cycle scheduled to start Thursday, March 10th, 2011, and ends Tuesday, March 15th, 2011.
So a week from this Tuesday.
So that's it. And that's done. That's something that, you know, I mean, if there's a part that you think is going to break on your Synergy Green Camaro or that you've got a scratch and you've been thinking about replacing, now's the time. Get it and store it away.
Yeah.
It'd probably be worth a bundle if you don't wind up using it. Think about it. Think about it. We live in the eBay generation.
Well, I think by law, GM has to carry so many parts for as many cars for, what, 10 years, 20 years, something like that? So
the parts, but not necessarily painted.
No.
I'm not 100% sure on that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I think there might be a little leeway to that, so.
Someone spinning around on the ice on Hall Road the other day. I was like, what's this green? Yeah, there's a Synergy Green Camaro.
Was he doing donuts, you know, Dukes of Hazzard style? Or
no, he was...
scared to death.
Well, kind of going back and forth and back. And I don't think he had the Pirelli ice and snow tires on his car.
What's that website for Toyota?
Oh, Moving Forward, Whether You Like It or Not.
Is that what it's called?
I don't remember.
The Toyota, yeah, the Toyota Simulator?
Yeah. That Toyota Simulator.
I gotta play it.
You can keep looking for it.
Uh-oh.
Notice. Is it gone? What?
Notice, this domain name expired on 3-2-2011. Oh, that's a bummer.
Oh, well.
That was funny.
That was a fun website.
Come on.
We played it about a year ago in one of the episodes, so.
All right, anyway. So let's talk about another Camaro, our new friend Helios.
Helios.
Mr. Scott Settlemyer, the FBOT father's new 2011 Camaro convertible captured test fleet vehicle, got stripes.
On the side. I thought he meant he was going to get hood to the stripes. You know, when I think of stripes, I think of the hood.
Well, but he wasn't sure what he was going to do.
I think it looks pretty damn good.
I think it looks really good.
Especially in white.
Yeah, the black and white.
Yeah.
Ooh. Looks good. So you'll find this on the front page of CamaroZ28.com, where you can go to the thread to view the pics and maybe you know, give him another word of congratulations for more additions to his car. It's nice to see somebody modding their captured test fleet vehicle.
Speaking of which, we need to get a hold of that car soon too.
Oh yeah.
What's next?
Oshawa.
Oshawa.
As the snow starts to kind of melt away into, you know,
the lakes,
crap, muck. People are starting to get ramped up about Oshawa again, and I got to tell you, you know, it's been kind of sitting on the back burner. We are the host of the official BBOMG forum, which is the Buyers and Builders Oshawa Meet and Greet, and it's been kind of quiet because, you know, people kind of, the initial hype is kind of worn down as people get into their daily lives, and well, we need to kind of kick that back into gear because this is going to be something cool. If you haven't bought your tickets to get into this, your wristbands and made your reservations at the hotels in Oshawa, you're going to miss out on the biggest Camaro show in the history of mankind.
Yes,
you're just gonna hate yourself forever. You're gonna want to cheat on your taxes. You're gonna write bad checks. life is not going to be the same if you miss this. So you got to get in on it. So just head over to the BBOMG forums and you'll find the link to that in the left-hand nav of the CamaroZ28.com website. And
if you need the time off work, I believe those dates are June 10th through the 12th.
So call in sick then.
Call in sick. Well,
it's only
a weekend.
3 days. You can it's get the flu. Yeah. You know, I mean, the flu lasts a long time.
Well, it's like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And if you're going to leave on Thursday, you call in sick
maybe
on Thursday.
Sort of kinda, I don't know.
Still sick on Friday. I don't know if you can't get the time off. So,
and if you're an employer or a manager and you have people calling in and you're listening to this episode, then you should understand why they're calling in and don't give them crap.
Right.
Speaking of which, didn't we have somebody post that? Is it bad? They said they wrote this on our Facebook wall.
Yes.
Is it bad to listen to the CamaroZ28.com podcast at work? No, we think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Keep it up. Don't get caught.
Share it with everybody.
Yeah.
Just like the folks over at Camaro Crazy do.
Do an Andy Dufresne. And some of you will know what I'm talking about, and pipe it over the intercom system.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So, hey, everybody at, was it, intercom, intertrode?
Intertrode?
Intertech, yeah. thank you for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast, whether you like it or not. All management have declared National Nude Day at work, beginning now. And Punchki Day. Ooh, Punchki Day is coming up.
I think it's this week.
This Tuesday. Yeah. So it's Naked Fat Tuesday. How does that sound? All right. Let's move on here. We've got some voicemails, eh?
We do.
And we have two from February to be in the February contest, and then a couple that are beginning in the March contest. And we say contest because we pick a voicemail of the month and give away a big-ass prize pack.
Yep.
So you want to fire up the ones from February?
You got it.
All right, let's hear them.
Hey, ho, from the great Southwest Ohio Postal Bank. And hello to all the Canadians, or Connecticutans, or Canadians. And we are driving in the car right now. It's 1:47 in the morning, but we have black hot tint now, and nobody can see what we're doing. Miss you guys. Have been on vacation, just got a birthday. Thank you for the greeting for my 52nd birthday. And your podcast is getting better and greater and more fantastic all the time. Keep up the good work, and hopefully we will see you guys soon. And I like the idea about meeting in Detroit and then, you know, do a conga line on up to Oshawa. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Postal Dave.
Ladies and gentlemen, Postal Dave, our man on the street, our resident crack smoking listener.
It's always good to hear from Postal and, Dave, as crazy as he is.
Mr. Libido. Dave, thank you for calling in. You always make us smile and laugh. Even though we kind of step away from the microphones, we're snickering back here when we listen. So thank you for the call as always, buddy.
And here's the last call for February.
All right.
And it was a hang up.
Let's give it to that guy.
Oh, you suck. Okay.
Well, we need to declare a winner for February's voicemail of the month. And I got to tell you, sometimes we got to base it on a little bit of effort, you know, mostly on content, but sometimes effort really comes through. And Chris Tribuzio, and forgive me if I'm saying it,
I think that's how it is.
You just need to call in and tell us how to say it, because we're going to declare you the big old wiener.
Yep.
He's a big wiener, man. You called in from the Chicago Auto Show. You had to take the time from the kick-ass ZL1 unveiling to call in to this show and tell us what's up. So yep. We're going to tell you what's up. Let me go into the old prize vault here. Hold on. Ooh, I got some stuff.
Yeah, you do.
I got some stuff courtesy of Camaro Crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, those folks that called in. By the way, attention all Camaro Crazy shoppers. We're running a special Camaro Z20.com podcast discount. 150% off everything. Services, parts, everything. Just kidding. Right now, Linda is looking up at the overhead speaker going, what? What?
Turn it off.
Hit the button. So, Chris, I don't think I've got your shipping address or your shirt size. So, please email us, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com, with both shipping address and shirt size in case I've got something that'll fit you. Get you a good old prize pack, goodie pack out there
awesome.
To add to your killer Camaro collection that I know you've already got.
Yeah.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. We thank everybody for being a loyal listener and everybody for calling in on Tuesday. And we'll get to the Tuesday? February. Second day of the week, second month of the year. Yeah. There is a connection to my flub. So do we have any? We got this. Got an email though. We'll get to before we get to the March voicemails.
Yeah.
Do you want to read it?
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead and read it.
This comes to us from Shane. He doesn't have a forum username, and he says, "Hey guys, I drive new Camaros, Mustangs, cop cars, Mercedes Benz. You name it." I drive it every day, but today was different. We got in 6 or 7 new Camaro convertibles today at work. I must say, never been a fan of a convertible, especially when we unload the Mustang convertible. But thanks to GM and Camaro for changing my view on that. One of the things that shocked me was how much the ride and sound. In the cabin did not change from the coupe. When I was driving it, I had to keep looking up to be sure it was a convertible. Go Camaro, keep this up, and Mustang will never be able to catch up. Also, one of the ones we got in had a tan top red body, and I can't say I'm a fan of that one, but a black Camaro and a black top would look very nice in my garage. Keep up the good work, and as always, great podcast. Shane.
Thanks, Shane.
Yeah.
Very cool. Wow. What does he do? He drives cop cars? And
yeah, I don't know what he does, but he sure drives a lot of cars.
Yeah.
That's cool, though.
Give us a call and give us some background. I think a lot of people would be curious about that. But yeah, great words about the Camaro convertible. They engineered it to be coupe-like. In fact, they called it a coupe-like ride dynamic, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
That was something that Mr. Al Oppenheiser mentioned to us during the last Camaro Disciples meeting last August of 2010. Yeah, I mean, the convertible doesn't feel like a convertible. People's bigger complaints are is that when you're driving along, it sounds like you're driving in a trash bag with all the wind buffering and everything, you know, kind of. But you're not going to get this with this car.
I can't wait to drive one.
Yeah, yeah, I can't wait to put the top down.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, you need to get one. Chris, just get one.
Nah, that's okay.
No, 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 get
I'll
one.
I'll just drive somebody else's. You get one.
No, you get one so I can drive yours. That's the point. All right, we got a couple more voicemails from for the month of March.
Yep.
And we will get to that shortly thereafter. The obligatory, here's how to leave yours.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, you ready? We got two in the can here.
What?
We got two in the can here.
Okay. Sounds a little weird, but...
Let's go.
It must have been a caller from last month, too.
What the heck is with these hang-ups?
Look, if you're going to take the time to dial the number, at least say... Hi, guys, and then hang up or
podcast
something.
Podcast rocks or something. I don't know.
Camaro, 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 Camaro. Remember that back in the day?
Yep.
Okay.
Well,
all right, next
last
one.
Hey, Chris and Jason. This is Templar Knight from the forums. Just calling to see what your opinion is on the fans in the Detroit area's plans to build a RoboCop statue in Detroit. Can't wait to hear your response on the podcast. Have a good one. Bye.
I've been seeing this in the news for probably the last two and a half weeks. Oh, I think it started as a joke.
I think so.
It did. And then the RoboCop and sci-fi fans latched onto it. And it actually got some traction, and they actually raised over $50,000 already, and it's going to happen. They're actually building a statue in Detroit of RoboCop.
Where?
I don't know. I can't tell you exactly, but I know who the artist is supposed to be who's designing it. And do you know some singer named Bjork?
That's Bjork.
Okay. Her husband is actually designing the statue. That's going to be put in Detroit. It's going to be in some art center. It's going to be in Detroit near some like art place. It's not going to be like in like by the Fist or anything.
That's the turnaround I get to go to the Ren Center is right by the Fist. And that's what I was thinking. I'm like, okay, look, we have a statue of a giant fist in Detroit.
That's Joe Louis, man.
Okay, that's Joe Louis, but it's still a fist. I mean, thank God that, you know, John Holmes didn't live here or something like that.
God.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, that's like, I think it's a cool thing about Detroit. It shows strength and power and you know, Detroit vibe. But a statue of a RoboCop is cool as what it is because I love the movie. I grew up in the 80s watching movies like that. You know, sci-fi is bitching. I think it's just kind of strange.
Well, they even had the actor who played RoboCop come out.
Peter Weller.
Yeah. And say what a great idea and how proud he was that his likeness would be... made into a sculpture for RoboCop.
That's a good movie. It's not as good as I remember it, though, because I watched it like
a
couple years ago, and I'm like, God, this used to be really cool, but now it's... Yeah, and they even tracked RoboCop using some sort of iPod-looking thing.
Yeah.
Of course, and you can if you look closely, you can just see it's a plastic box with a red... with an LED light blinking with a map, like, duct-taped around it or something. Our opinion is... If they raise some money and it didn't cost me any money,
no, it's not going to cost us a dime.
Then I'm all for it. I mean, how's it going to hurt?
Yeah. Well,
so,
whatever.
$50,000 could do a lot of good things for the city of Detroit at the same time, though. I mean, if somebody's going to raise $50,000 for something, I can think of better things. Well, but
it's far surpassed $50,000 now.
Oh boy. Well, whatever. It is what it is. You know, you got to take the strange with the not.
So strange.
Strange.
Yeah.
Templar Knight, thank you always for calling in. Yep. That's an interesting one for sure.
So So,
all right.
Well, that's it for the week. I mean, for the voicemails. We got two for March, though.
How are we doing on time here?
I have no idea because my timer stopped.
Oh, that's right.
So we could be way over as far as I know. Unless
I forget
you've been keeping time.
People wanted longer episodes either. It's probably going to be like 12 minutes. I don't know. Not a whole lot as far as Camaro news goes. Cover the front page news. Hey, now's the time. Let's do some station identification. How can people find us other than this podcast and the CamaroZ28.com website?
Well, you can always look at us up on Facebook, facebook.com/CamaroZ28.com. You can follow us on Twitter, the same, CamaroZ28.com. And there's also a couple different ways to listen to the show. I mean, we're on Stitcher Radio, so go over to Stitcher.com and download that app for your iPhone or Android-powered device or Windows phone.
Yep.
We
have our own app.
We have our own app that's available on iTunes. Just look up CamaroZ28.com.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a couple other cool things in our app. We've got some pictures and a little way to contact us.
Speaking of which, has anybody left us messages?
Yes, they sure have.
It's a one-way street. You can send us messages, but we cannot reply to them.
I know. As much as you want us to, we can't.
Because we don't even know who you are.
Yeah. There's when you send us a message, you can attach a picture, too. And obviously, people do.
Uh-huh.
Just like Mr. Bear Z28 did. He's been busy around here. And he sent us a picture of his new Fast LSXR intake.
Looks sharp.
Dude, bitchin'.
My intake's cooler, though. Makes boost.
Boost. And then some people send like nonsensical messages like 785-3705. Someone just said Mustang.
Is that a phone number?
No, there's too many digits. Would it be possible for you to do a podcast episode while driving in your Camaro?
Sure, as soon as I get it out.
That would be really cool. Thanks for the great job you guys do. I'm a huge fan, Roger.
Thanks Roger.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Roger.
Yeah, we should do that.
Someone just said podcast rocks.
And yes, it does. And yes, we agree. And we thank you so much for that.
Blank. Alomar, whoever Alomar is, that's a fine red shirt you're wearing.
he's wearing more than just that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Any tips on how to get more power out of my 99 Z28 6-speed? I also need a new clutch.
Go to this web address, CamaroZ28.com/forums.
Yeah, look for the LS1 section.
That's right. Piece of cake.
Clutch suggestions? Center force?
Spec
is what I have in my Z28.
Spec.
Yep. Another one says, love you guys.
We love you too.
Next, the player seems to only appear when it wants to. Can't pause the podcast. Bear Z28.
He's just a bitch.
Bear. I don't know. How are you going into it? I mean,
yeah.
There's a couple different ways. You can click right on the episode
yeah.
Or if you click, I think, on the little arrow to the right, it'll actually open the whole episode. In a page, too. I don't...
Yeah, shoot us an email and tell us exactly what's happening. We'll see if we can help you diagnose that.
Yep. Someone just said Grayson.
Hi. I don't know.
And they said Grayson again.
Hi.
With a picture this time.
Of?
Justin Bieber.
Oh, God. Somebody slap that jerk. Thank you.
What's up with OnStar app? Only for 2011 cars. I have a 2010, and I think it's dead wrong.
Really? You, my friend, are dead wrong, too, because they will be retrofitted to the 2010
yep,
Camaro.
It's coming very soon.
Yep.
So
check the forums, CamaroZ20.com/forums.
Stay tuned.
Yep.
Hey, guys, I was the proud owner of a 2002 WS6, but sadly, it's been traded in for a 2010 2SS for $34,000 fully loaded. One question is, what is the best cold air intake? Love the show. Please make it longer. Eli from Fort Worth, Texas.
Eli. Go to this web address, CamaroZ28.com/forums. Look for the 2010, I guess it would be the powertrain section, yeah. And pick the appropriate prefix and post your question. You'll get some good opinions.
I've got the air raid and love it.
Yeah.
You did a good job in installing it, too.
Yeah. Thank you.
And the last one, Chris Jason, love the podcast, at my job, Sapa in Burlington, North Carolina. I broke the news of the ZL1 Camaro to all the Chevy guys there thanks to this podcast.
Nice.
This is Diaz79 in the forum. Tell me what you think of my avatar of my 79 Camaro. Here's the picture. It's a second gen.
Sharp.
Yeah.
Sharp. Nice. Second gens do not get the recognition they deserve.
Right.
The first gens, you know, 69 Camaro. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. And then the third gens, ooh, I rock. And then the fourth gens, ooh, best bang for the buck. And then the fifth gens, ooh, it's new.
Yeah.
Second gens are just underrated. I think they're beautiful, beautiful cars. As long as they have a spoiler, they look like a naked
frog
butt.
Unless it's a
Smokey
and a Bandit TA.
Yeah,
then that kind of gets
played out.
Yeah.
But that's a good looking Camaro right there. I loves me the good 70s Camaro.
Yeah.
So
there you have it.
That's our messages from our app, and you can download it just by clicking the download our app button from the App Store button anywhere on the website.
Yep.
And we appreciate your listenership and feedback and all that crap.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to wrap things up.
Yes.
But before I do, got a couple of things going on. First of all, I'm organizing what I'm calling the Motor City Detail Day. And I posted this in the Great Lakes section. So if you're in the Detroit or Michigan or even just the Great Lakes section and want to make a drive, I'm working on putting a day together of a private area where I've got access to a decent-sized parking lot where everybody can get together and just detail their car in preparation for the upcoming show season. I love taking my car to car shows. It's just fun. It's how I meet a lot of people and got a lot of friends that way. I would like anybody who's interested to find my thread in the Great Lakes forum in the regional section and post in it, let me know that you're interested. Or I suggest you start your own. Doesn't have to be anything special. 5 people, 10 people, 50 people. Just get a bunch of guys together and share, materials, polish and detail stuff and detailing tips and equipment and gear and just, it's kind of like a big community detail day. So that's one thing. And another thing is I want to give a quick shout out to my local body shop that does all my custom paint work and any other scratches or dings that I need fixed. Jim Tech in Clinton Township, Michigan, does some really killer show car paint and fabrication. And I like the guy's work so much that I actually built him a quick website at jimtechinc.com. That's INC. And if you're a fan of custom body work, please like him on Facebook. Just do a search for Jim Tech Inc. And like him, and I believe he's going to be throwing out some paint care tips every now and then, so something that you can utilize. And if you find it's not useful, you can always unlike it. It's true. I'm just saying. Don't forget about you can give and take. So I would appreciate it, and Jim would too, because this is his first big venture into the online world, and give him a good welcome, especially if you dig custom stuff.
Very cool.
They've done a lot of work for General Motors, SEMA cars. She's the Red Bull Solstice he did. A lot of stuff for Detroit Autorama, in fact, which just happened last weekend. Week, yeah. And one of his cars, a couple of his cars were there. They look good.
Cool.
So
sounds good.
And speaking of sounds, I guess we got to sign off.
Yes, we do.
I guess we'll be back next week. Get your voicemails, get your emails in, and I guess that's it.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.